Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. The time is 4 o'clock p.m. Let's get the latest information on Tropical Storm Ada. The wind's still 65 miles an hour, and when you look at that radar, you can't miss the center. There it is, a very large center of this storm right there. It came off the coast of Cuba and got larger, kind of a large wind field here. You can see it, but that's not the only place that we need to look. You can see right around that center. But we also need to focus on all this rainfall. You look at these rain bands coming in this area from Miami-Dade. You get into West Palm Beach, Broward County. That's some heavy rainfall and also some very gusty winds. So you'll start seeing some, not just the rain, but some winds getting 50, 60 miles an hour in some of these rain bands. So pretty significant amount of rainfall and wind. But the other part of this, you start looking at the movement, and we talk about that right front quadrant. And if you kind of dissect this storm somewhat like this, areas, Broward County, at the West Palm Beach, you start looking at Miami-Dade as well, and some of those rain bands, you could get some water spouts and see some tornadoes as well. So really got to be watching for these. A lot of rainfall, a lot of wind, and let's look at that forecast. This is the latest one. That wind is not just around that center. You know, we talk about those rain bands. You're starting to see some of that wind and the tropical storm force wind stretching out 115, 120 miles out from that center. So if you connect the dots, even if you see the storm, as expected as a forecast, be south of Miami-Dade, the actual center, you get the winds and you get the impacts, we'll reach the populated areas here. So that's something we've got to really watch out for, all this rainfall and all the wind. Timing-wise, you know, moving by tomorrow morning. So you start seeing the winds tonight, the winds overnight tonight, you start seeing all that rainfall by tomorrow moving. Start getting west of the area into the Gulf of Mexico. This right here, that's about 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. And even with time, that's 7 p.m. Monday, 7 p.m. Tuesday. And you start even getting into the morning hours of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're going to be dealing with this for a while because it's going to start turning towards the north and eventually back to the northeast ever so slowly. So much of the week, we'll start looking at some of these impacts to different portions of Florida. When you start looking at those different impacts, we talk about the winds. We can see some power outages in some areas. We also have storm surge. 2 to 4 foot of storm surge possible throughout the Florida Keys, Bonita Beach, back to Golden Beach. Any one of these areas can see some of those high values. It's just consistent winds continuously piling up that water. One of the problems we'll have in some of these coastal areas is, well, you start getting all that rainfall, the heavy rain that we're seeing on the radar. Tough to drain all that rain in some situations when you start having that storm surge on top of that. So something to watch out for overnight tonight. Dangerous travel. It's just best to be at home. You can't really tell when that water gets over the road. It could be very dangerous. So turn around. Don't drown a lot of these areas because we could see some of that flash flooding. And start looking even further up the east coast of Florida, 1 to 2 foot of storm surge. And we're going to wrap this up in this briefing with the rainfall, significant amounts of rain. You know, totals for this event, 6 to 10 inches of rain for much of South Florida here. And even in yellow, start seeing 4 to 6 inches of rain. Some areas could get over 10 inches of rain. So this has been the latest information on Tropical Storm Ada right here at the National Hurricane Center.